The Bible is the single most important book that has ever been written. The creator of the universe gave us a playbook on how to live in his universe and the laws that govern it. On this podcast, we will explore what the Bible says on money, success, business, leadership, influence, relationships, and any other area that we discover may help us in business. So join us to discover the amazing wisdom of the Bible and how we can use it to grow our business and to improve our life. This is Jacob here. Hey, I am now going to be speaking on episode number 3 on the sowing and reaping, a 4-part series. Today, we're going to be talking about the fall. We talked about spring, we talked about the summer, now we're going to talk about the fall. Spring is a time for sowing, summer is a time for protecting your crop, and number 3, a time of fall. And the Bible says, we shall reap if we faint not. I think it's very important that we will reach it if we faint not. So many people, they start a business, they start in life, but they get tired, they stop, they don't do what it took to get there, they don't continue the effort, they give up before they finish the race. I think it's very important that we finish to the end. So I want to share a couple things that go along with the fall, kind of go along with the harvest, just some thoughts. So I'm going to start off with Galatians 6, verse 6. Actually, I'm going to start in verse 7. It says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall reap of the flesh, reap corruption. That he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap of the Spirit, reap life everlasting." So, and it says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." I think that these principles work both from a spiritual perspective and a physical perspective also. I'm going to talk a little bit about the whole fall, like some things to keep aware of the fall. Number one, you always reap after you plant. It's very important that you're not going to get a harvest if you don't plow. So if you don't put some seeds in the ground, so that's pretty self-evident. Proverbs 6, verse 6, we're going to read from 6 to 8. It says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard." This is Proverbs 6, verse 6. "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest." So I think there's actually 4 or 5 lessons that we can learn from the ants. That's all kind of going along with the harvest. Honestly, it's more sowing and reaping than it is just the harvest, but I'm going to talk about some of the things that to think about as we need to think of the ant. Number one, don't be lazy. I think that we need to get out of our chair, we need to go out, we need to harvest the food, we need to bring the food in. That's the lesson that we can learn from the ants. Number two, okay, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler. We have to self-discipline within ourselves to do what needs to be done without people having to tell us how to do it. It says, having no guide, overseer, or ruler. We cannot always wait for somebody to tell us when to do something. So I think that's something we can learn from the ants. Like, I actually will probably eventually do a whole episode just on the ants, things to think about the ants, but I'm just going to use the ants in this case. It says, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food into harvest. She provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. We need to be considering what winters are coming. And we need to say, what do I need to do to prepare us for that winter that is coming? I know in my business, I was somewhat prepared for winter that I call COVID-19. Like, that was kind of a whole winter in business, so to speak, for most businesses. So most businesses had a hard time. But, you know, the businesses that made it through, the businesses that were prepared, those were the businesses that were looking forward. They said, you know what? I don't know when, what is coming, but something's going to eventually happen. And I think that we need to have the preparation of the ants to say, you know what? There's a winter coming. How can I prepare my business? How can I prepare myself to be in a position that if something catastrophic happens, that I'm prepared? Whether it may be winter, whether it may be an accident with your company, whether it is, you know, getting sued, whether it is losing a key employee, whether it is losing a major client. I mean, I don't know what the winter may be. There could be so many different things that I could consider, and every business is different, so I'm not going to kind of put it all into one, but what is the winter that we need to be preparing for? I know one thing for certain. I'm going to be much better prepared next time around when COVID-19 type situation rolls around. Another 2020 rolls around. That was a winter in my business. As far as the different types of stuff that we had to deal with, you do more marketing to get the same amount of results. You just some things like that. And the second thing is that we also need to look within our business and say, you know what? Does my business have a winter? You know, because some businesses, You know what? They have a winter. My business, I have a very distinct winter. Like, I'm not making many money in the real winter. Like, my business really goes with the seasons. I do commercial roofing, mostly. I'm telling you, it is really, really, really hard to make money in the middle of the winter in commercial roofing consistently. I mean, you may make a few, you know, a few dollars here and there. So it's very important to consider, how can I go through winter? How can I prepare myself? How can I, make payroll? You know, you may be doing work, but you're not at your peak efficiency. I mean, it's just the way it is. I mean, you get storms, you get whatever you may get, you know, it's just something to consider. How can I prepare for the winter? That is the lesson that we can take from Dan's third lesson. Number four, the ants are extremely tenacious. I think that we can learn from the ants in harvest time. Like, they continue to harvest. As long as there's something to harvest, they harvest, and they don't waste. That's also something we can learn. They don't waste. They're very efficient. They don't waste stuff. They take it all. So I think that's also something we can learn from the ants. Being prepared for the future. Whatever that future may be, maybe it is insurance, maybe having the right insurances and making sure that you are covered if something happens. And it's different for every business. It's just something to think about. What are winters that could happen in your business, and how to protect yourself from those winters? How can you prepare for those winters well ahead of time? And I think that's just wise, getting into business and looking at your finances. And the first time you run into a winter, so to speak, and you have to survive that first winter, you really learn a lot from that. We weren't prepared first time around. I mean, at least I wasn't. I mean, some people I'm sure are, but you know, I was not prepared for my first winter in business. I mean, I made it through just fine, but it was a lean winter. You know, maybe sometimes it is worth taking the risk, but I mean, I think it's something we need to value. I mean, we need to evaluate if that's worth it. And if there's any way we can possibly do it. For some people, it might be preparing for retirement. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter what the winter is, I just think that we need to consider the ant from that perspective and just kind of consider that. So, you know, it's just something I've been thinking about a lot. I've thought about this for the last year or so, about the whole sowing and reaping concept. And I just think it's really important that we take it very seriously, because not only will sowing and reaping work for us, but it will also go against us. If we have bad habits, if we do the wrong thing, it will negatively affect our businesses. And in fact, it will take our businesses down. It can work both positively and negatively on our businesses. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please rate and review us. If you have suggestions or comments, or would like to have more information, visit jacobdlee.com. Thank you for listening.
This episode was hosted by the Max Potential Podcast Network. Find more great shows at maxpotential.com.